请弟兄姊妹们跟我一同翻到《使徒行传》第二章。
Let us turn to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章，我从四十一节读到四十七节。
41 to 47 verses.
使徒行传第二章四十一节到四十七节。
Acts 2:41 to 47.
于是领受他话的人，这个他是指的使徒彼得，就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了3000人，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接薄饼祈祷，众人都惧怕。使徒又行了许多神奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物供用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切地在店里且在家中薄饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美上帝，得众民的喜爱。主将得救的人天天加给他们。我们一同祷告。主，求你亲自对我们说话。
Lord, speak to us personally right now.
教导我们，让我们能够知道教会应该有些什么活动。
And teach us what the church ought to have in terms of activities.
我们这样祈求祷告，靠耶稣基督圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 上一次我跟弟兄姊妹们谈到教会是什么？
Last week we talked about what is the church.
今天我要跟弟兄姊妹们谈到在教会里面我们应该有一些什么活动。
And today I'd like to talk about what kind of activities a church ought to have.
我觉得最好是能看看初期教会的一个例子。
And the best thing is to see what the original church did as a sample.
虽然如今社会的社会跟环境跟那个初期的教会不同。
Even though the church environment times have changed from the first century,
我们的生活方式有许许多多的改变。
Such as our lifestyles has been changed.
但是神的原则却是不变的。
But God's principles has not changed.
所以我们要学的是原则，不是那些细节。
And we want to learn the principles, not those particular details.
那些方式我们可以改变，但是原则不能够改变。
Ways and methods, ways can change, but those principles cannot change.
根据我们刚才读的这几节圣经。
Based on the Acts 2 passage we just read.
我们可以举出当时的教会有7种的活动。
And from this short passage, we can find out there are 7 activities that the early church did.
那么第一个就是在42节里头讲到遵守使徒的教训。
And the first principle is that verse 42 that they devoted themselves to the teachings of the apostles.
弟兄姊妹们，在当时的教会里面，使徒是教会的牧师跟教师。
During that time, the apostles were pastors, teachers of the church.
那个时候教会的情形跟我们今天不同。
The church then is quite different from the today.
而且在那个时候也没有这本新约的圣经。
At that time, they did not have the New Testament as we have today.
所以神关于教会的许许多多的教训是要从使徒那里领受的。
So therefore, many of the teaching of the church has to come from the apostles' feet.
因此上，听使徒的教训，也就是间接听主的教训。
So in other words, when they were listening to apostles' teaching, it is equivalent to teaching, listening to the Lord's instructions.
那个时候，他们听使徒的教训，就等于我们今天来查考新约的圣经。
So like today, we study God's word is equivalent to their listening to apostles.
但是弟兄姊妹们，值得我们注意的一点就是，他们不单单是听教训。
Not only did they listen to the apostles,
他们遵守使徒的教训。
But also they devote themselves and listening to the apostles.
换句话说，他们不单是听使徒的话。
But only they listen.
他还照着使徒的话来做。
And also obey according to the teachings of the apostles.
我觉得弟兄姊妹们，这个是门徒生活一个最重要的部分。
And I believe this is the most important aspect of discipleship.
在今天教会里的有个普遍的现象。
A lot of you find this in many churches today, kind of a symptom.
就是我们的知识很高，我们的行为不像基督徒。
A lot of times we have knowledge, but we know a lot. But action-wise, our actions may not be too Christian.
我们可以讲一篇很好听的道理。
A lot of times we can talk a very good sermonic or talk about the Bible.
讲到怎么样子做基督徒，我们都可以长篇大论的来讲。
We all can talk about how to become a Christian and live a Christian life.
但是我们的行为跟我们所说的中间有一段很长的距离。
But there's a great gap between what we preach and what we do on the in the actual basis.
是主要的原因，就是我们只听不遵守。
And probably is we only listen but we do not obey.
讲到我们要爱弟兄姊妹。
Let's talk about loving the brothers and sisters.
我们都知道。
And we all know.
但是在我们的生活里面，有多少爱弟兄姊妹的行动呢？
And how many of us really practice loving our brothers and sisters in our actual life?
讲到我们要爱神。
Let's talk about loving God.
我相信没有一个基督徒不知道我们应该爱神的。
And all Christians know that they ought to love God.
可是在我们的生活里头，有多少是爱神的行动呢？
But how many in our particular Christian life that can be contributed to the fact that we love God?
所以我们看到在今天的教会里面，
And that's why in our churches today,
一般的灵命都是很幼稚的。
A lot of the spirituality in our churches are very minimal.
神的话语假如不被我们吸收成为我们的生命，我们的生命就不能长进。
So unless the word of God is being transformed in our lives will not change.
如果我们真正把神的话吸收进到我们的里面，我们一定有那个生命的表现。
And if we actually absorb God's word in our lives, then our lives will be life-changing formation.
从我们的生活上表现出来的就是我们的灵命渐渐的长大。
And because you can see how one's life can change, then we know that spiritual life is being transformed.
我不知道跟弟兄姊妹从前有没有讲过这个短短的故事。
I don't know whether I talked to you about this short story or not.
那有一次这个Billy Graham 去讲道。
One time Billy Graham was preaching.
那么讲完了之后，就有人去找他交谈。
And afterwards, people went to see him.
那个人就跟别的个人讲，他说：“这个戈皮里先生，能不能请你告诉我怎么样子来读圣经
？”And someone asking Billy Graham, "How do you how can you teach us to read the Bible?"
我们这些做基督徒的人呢，最喜欢就是找那些传道人，问他要怎么样子读圣经，怎么样子祷告。
A lot of Christians would like to see preachers and evangelists talk about reading the Bible and prayer life.
这是很好的，因为我们要长进，要亲近神。
This is fine, good for us to draw closer to God.
他跟贝雷格人讲，他说这个圣经里的有许许多多很难懂的。
And this person says that there are a lot of difficulties in the Bible.
那贝雷格人跟他讲，他说姊妹，我们的问题。不在于那些难懂的部分。
And Billy Graham said, "Sister, you know, our problem is not dealing with those difficult passages of life."
我们的问题是在乎我们已经懂的部分。
And our problem is deal with those passages which we already know well.
那些我们不懂的，我们在神的面前不要负责任。
And what he says is that we do not have to worry or be responsible for those difficult passages in the Bible.
但是那些我们已经懂的，我们将来在神的面前要负责任。
But those passages we already understood, we are responsible before God one day.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们应该去这个担心的是那些我们已经懂了的道理。
So what we have to concern ourselves is that to pay attention to area doctrine we already know well.
这些已经懂了的，我们要怎么样子去实行
？And how to act as those which we already understood.
当时的基督徒，他们听了神的话就去实行。
And the Bible tells us those Christians practice what they heard.
而且更值得我们注意的，就是他们不但是实行。
So not only they practice what they heard,
而且他们是恒心的来遵守。
And also they devoted themselves to the apostles' teachings.
这个字有的把它翻译成就是不断的 continually 来这个遵守。
In other words, they continually devoted themselves to the teachings of the apostles.
在这个文法上，这个恒心这两个字是形容下面这四件事情。
And this devotedness in terms of there are four things they're going to devote on.
讲到遵守使徒的教训以及下面这三样事情。
And also including teaching the apostle, there are three more things they went on about doing.
那么在教会里的第二样事情是什么呢？
Now what is the second thing we have to practice in the church?
就是彼此交集。
And that is also fellowship.
这个字希腊文叫 koinonia.
And the Greek word is koinonia.
这个字我们常常听到人提的。
We often hear this word in the Christian circles.
这个字是含义很美的一个字。
And this word has a lot of good meaning behind in it.
Koinonia 并不是我们大家在一起。大家彼此享受彼此有一段快乐的时间，这个不是叫做 koinonia。
True koinonia does not mean that we all get together have a good time all together.
Koinonia 的意思是一切都彼此来分享。
And what it actually means is that that they share among each other's wealth.
包括我们生命的交流。
Spiritual life aspect.
当我们在一起的时候，我们的生命彼此的交流，换句话说，我们彼此的鼓励，彼此的安慰，让我们的生命里头能够得到供应。
So in other words, when you come together, we share each other so that we spiritually can be benefited.
所以 koinonia 的意思，我们大家聚集在一起，要讲到我们在主里面有些什么心得。
So true koinonia meaning after we get together, so what kind of a spiritual lesson we can share among each other?
当我们交谈的时候，我们有些什么属灵的知识可以造就我们的弟兄姊妹。
And also when we fellowship with one another, what kind of spiritual lesson we can build up one another?
我们在心中有什么特别的感动要跟弟兄姊妹们来分享？
What kind of lesson, what kind of heart?Lessons we can share among each other.
那么这个不单是心灵里面的相交
，but not only this is kind of a heartfelt spiritual fellowship.
Koinonia 更包括我们分享一切的财物。
And also, koinonia includes that we share each other's wealth.
弟兄姊妹们，我们教会里的有不少的团契，请我们大家想想。我们的团契是不是有 koinonia?
Now there are many fellowships in our church. Do we have that kind of fellowship in our that kind of koinonia fellowship in our church fellowship?
我们在财务上，在物质上能够分享吗
？Can we divide our fellowship those material and the wealth among ourselves?
这个并不是说今天你请客，明天我请客。今天我们的 Carl Jr. 是你付账，明天我们的 McDonald 是我付账。这个不叫 koinonia。
Now koinonia does not mean that Steve invited me to koinonia for the Carl Jr. and Jane invited me to McDonald's. They are today.
这个真正的意思就是，当一个弟兄一个姊妹他在物质上有需要的时候，我们要去帮助他。以我们的有余补人家的不足。
Koinonia
同时也包括我们啊一切的这个这个苦难苦乐要彼此的分享。
And also include Koinonia fellowship include those sharing those not so good maybe painful lessons painful experiences we experience.
弟兄姊妹们，有多少时候我们愿意去分担人家的困苦？
How many times are we willing to share and listen to people's troubles and sufferings?
有多少时候我们愿意让我们的喜乐被人家来分享？
And how many times can we share our joy and our happiness with others?
平常我们看到人家的苦难，我们就我替你祷告。
And a lot of times we just a very kind of say people who are suffering say, okay, I'll pray for you.
那么最好不要跟他相交太近。
And what we try to avoid is not to get too close to that person.
一相交太近之后，他的问题成为我的问题。
Because we fear that as we get closer to that person, his problem or her problem become mine.
假如有什么喜乐啊，让我们自己在家里狂欢。
And whatever joy and happiness we enjoy in our own family circles.
这是我的生活，为什么我要把我的喜乐跟其他人来分享？
Because we say this on my own individual private life, why should we share with others?
Koinonia 要要求我们，我们的喜乐、我们的安危，彼此都要分担。
So Koinonia requires us to share our wealth, happiness, and painful things.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个真正的家庭。
So this is a true church family.
不但是一个家庭，是一个亲爱的家庭。
Now the church is family, but a devoted, close-knit group family.
那么现在在许多的教会里头有一个现象。
Now again, we see a lot of these symptoms happening in our churches today.
那么就有许许多多的团契。
And we see many fellowship groups.
那么在这个团契里头，我们都是啊，这个年龄、背景、志趣都相似的。
And there's other group fellowship that the age and the group and then the culture background are very similar.
我们的需要也相同。
And also our needs are similar likewise.
因此上我们就成立一个团契。
And that's why we have a fellowship.
我们常常喜欢聚集在一起。
And we like to get together often.
哦，谈谈我们个人的经历。
And share our experiences.
我们大家的看法都很相同。
And a lot of our experiences and our viewpoints are quite similar.
因此上，我们觉得这个是真的团契。
And that's why we feel this is a true fellowship.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是很好的。
Now this is good and fine.
但是有一个很可怕的一个现象。
But you know, something adverse thing might happen.
就是团契不知不觉就取代了教会的地位。
A lot of times, a fellowship takes place of a church.
弟兄姊妹们看自己的团契更重于他们看整个的教会。
Because sometimes a fellowship group might devote itself more highly than the church.
在整个的在团契里头，他们有一种向心力。
And in the fellowship, they have a certain kind of attractiveness and cohesiveness in them.
但是在教会的这个整体来讲，就有许许多多的离心力。
And therefore, in the church, they feel that in the church, they have a level of diversiveness in the church activity.
因此上，我们就看到这个教会没有一个整体的身体的一个见证。
And that's why in the certain churches you have no group and body life ministry activities going.
弟兄姊妹们，我们应该记得教会是神的家的见证。
we have to see that the church is the life testimony of God's family.
教会是基督身体的见证。
And the church is the body of Christ's testimony.
假如一个教会只不过是一些彼此之间没有太多关系的那些肢体大家放在一起的话，那不是真正的身体。
So if a body of Christ has many members but unrelated, untouching, and undercaring, then you don't have a close-knit church.
团契不是教会的见证。
And fellowship is not in itself the testimony of the church.
团契的联合却是对教会的见证有帮助。
And although the unity of the fellowship can help the unity of the church.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在教会里面应该很看重我们的团契。
And we have to pay attention carefully to our fellowship groups.
但是我们不要忘记，我们的团契是教会的一部分。
But don't forget that fellowship group is only one part of the church activity.
团契的生活不能代替教会的生活。
A life activity in the fellowship cannot take place in the activity of the church.
团契的见证不能够代表教会的见证。
The testimony of the activity of the fellowship cannot take place of the church.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们生活的中心应该是教会。
So the centerfold of our church activity is the church.
不是团契。
And not the fellowship.
所以弟兄姊妹们，当时的教会他们彼此的交集是一个 koinonia。
And that's why the early church, the center of the fellowship in the early church is koinonia.
人家看到他们的生活就看到是一个基督的身体的见证。
And when the outsiders saw what they are doing, they see the life testimony of Lord Jesus Christ.
不是只看到一部分那个教会的弟兄姊妹们他们在活动。
They did not just see one part of the activity of the church.
第三个教会的活动就是擘饼。
And the third activity is the breaking of bread.
弟兄姊妹们，这个地方的擘饼是包括普通的用饭跟手煮餐在一起。
And the early church practiced the breaking of bread, including regular meal as well as the Lord's Supper.
在当时那些信徒用饭的时候，
So during those early church when they had meal together,
教会在一起聚餐的时候，
And when the church had the dinner together,
他们就擘饼纪念主。
And at the same time, they would have the Lord's Supper after that.
好像在初期的教会里面，教会聚餐的时候是大家带菜来的。
And it seems that in the early church, they have potluck dinners.
所以这个 potluck 这一种的这种这个聚餐是从开始就有的。
So you can see the potluck dinner from the beginning was a biblical idea.
我们现在来看哥林多前书十一章。
Well, let us see First Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章二十节到二十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 11:21-22 to illustrate this point.
你们聚会的时候算不得吃主的晚餐，因为吃的时候个人先吃自己的饭，甚至这个饥饿那个酒醉，你们要吃喝难道没有家吗？还是藐视上帝的教会，叫他没有的羞愧呢？我向你们可怎么说呢？可因此称赞你们吗？我不能称赞，我不称赞。
Action begin verse 20. When you meet together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat. For in eating, each one gets ahead of his own meal, and one is hungry and the other is drunk. But do you not have a house to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the church of God and humiliate those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I command you this? No, I will not.
在哥林多的教会，那个时候他们教会聚餐的时候，
So in this Corinthian church, when they have meals together,
他们守主餐的时候，
And when they have Lord's Supper together,
这个大家带菜来，
And they brought their own dishes together,
他们没有把菜带来跟其他的人来分享，
And they they're not really bring enough food to share with all others.
换句话说，他们没有表现出基督徒之间的 koinonia 的那种精神。
And by this time, they were not showing the koinonia spirit of Christ.
他们有钱的人就带了很多的菜来。
And those rich people brought a lot of dish.
甚至于还带了一些酒来。
And they brought the wine.
那么到了大家一起用饭的时候，他也不等人家，他就把自己这个带来的东西通通都吃掉了。
So what happens when the meal time comes? They devour their own meals and drinks.
因此上，他们在吃主的晚餐的时候是没有秩序的。
So when time comes for Lord's Supper, they were kind of out.
他们是没有爱心的。
And they were not only disordered, but also they did not have love.
所以在这个下面二十六节以后，他就讲到这个怎么样子不按理来吃这个饼，吃这个杯。
And that's why in verse 22 says, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's.
你看到。当时所主餐是跟教会里的用饭连在一起的。
So you can see from this passage, the Lord's Supper came together with a regular meal.
弟兄姊妹们，当时这个擘饼的、所主餐的这个聚会，可以说在教会里头是最主要的聚会之一。
And breaking the bread together in the early church was the main theme and also central activity.
我们可以推论，就是当时的教会。他们凡是聚集在一起的时候，他们都要擘饼。
And each time we can project that each time they have a meal, they would have Lord's Supper.
我们看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let us see again the Acts chapter 20.
使徒行传二十章第七节跟十一节。
Seven and
eleven. 假如你们有时间的话，你们可以回去把这一段通通读完。
Whereas we can read this whole chapter after the church.
七日的第一日，我们聚会擘饼的时候，保罗因为要次日起行，就与他们讲论，只讲到半夜。我们看到十一节。保罗又上去擘饼，吃了，谈论许久，直到天亮，这才走了。你看到保罗跟他们聚会的时候，掰饼。然后因为一件事情发生了，他去处理了另外一件事情，回来又擘饼。
So here from these two verses alone, we can see that Paul was having bread and the Lord's Supper with them, and then when now they came back again, have breaking the bread.
可见得他们每逢聚集的时候，他们就擘饼。
So in other words, every occasion they have broken the bread and eat together.
主。这个给门徒那个圣餐的那个教导的时候，他说你们要常常这样的行，为的是纪念我。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ instructs the apostles that as often as you can, break the bread in order to remember him.
所以弟兄姊妹们，擘饼在当时的教会里面是一个很主要的一个聚会。
So in other words, breaking the bread is a very central activity of the early church.
很可惜。在我们今天的教会里的擘饼变成了一个仪式。
And sadly, that often the sacraments or the breaking bread is just a formality today.
失去了擘饼的真正的意义。
He has lost the true meaning of the breaking the bread as a early church.
我们以后有一堂要跟弟兄姊妹们专门讲擘饼的事情。
And in the later day, we will spend one sermon on the breaking the bread.
那么第四个教会里面的活动就是祈祷。
And the fourth activity is prayer.
弟兄姊妹们，祈祷是当时教会里的一个很重要的一个聚会。
So you can imagine that the prayer is one of the most important activity of the church.
假如你们有兴趣，把《使徒行传》从第一章读到二十八章。
So if you are interested in seeing what the disciples did, read.The whole book of Acts.
你就会看到祷告的这个话跟祷告的事实不断的出现。
And that the one amazing find out that the prayer and items of prayer will come up again and again.
我们可以说初期的教会 是一个祷告的教会。
And we can say that the early church is a church of prayers.
在使徒行传里头也好几次特别提到祷告聚会的情形。
Of course, Acts is full of a prayer, mention the prayers, meeting in the prayers.
我想应该我们看看使徒行传里头的教会他们祷告的时候是什么情形。
And we'd like to find out what was it like in the early church, apostles, when they were devoting themselves in prayer.
我们看使徒行传第一章。
Let's see Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章第十二节到十四节。
Verses 12 to 14.
你看使徒或者说教会啊，刚刚成型的时候祷告就是一个最重要的啊一个活动。
And this is truly when the church just got started, prayer became one of the most important items.
这个时候主耶稣基督刚刚升天。
Because verse 12 says Jesus just ascended to heaven.
圣灵还没有降临。
And the Holy Spirit has not yet come.
我们看使徒们他们在做什么。
And let's see what the disciples were doing.
十二节，有一座山名叫橄榄山，离耶路撒冷不远，又有安息日可走的路程。这个是耶路撒冷不远，又有安息日可走的路程。这个是一里路啊，一里路的路程。当下门徒从那里回耶路撒冷去，进了城，就上了所住的一间楼房，在那里有彼得、约翰、雅各、安德利、菲利多马、巴多罗买、马太、亚勒菲的儿子雅各、奋锐党的西门和雅各的儿子犹大。这个是十一个使徒啊，这是十一个使徒。这些人十四节同坐几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的恒切祷告。
All the 11 apostles and Mary, the mother of Jesus, were at the upper room praying.
主耶稣升天了，他们在耶路撒冷在等候。
So Jesus went to heaven, now they're in Jerusalem waiting.
等候圣灵的降临。
They're waiting for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
当他们在等候的时候，他们就恒切的祷告。
So while they're waiting, they were devoting themselves to prayer.
弟兄姊妹，我真是盼望我们的教会在等候一件事情的时候，我们就同心合意的祷告。
So brothers and sisters, while we are waiting for something in our church life, we have to devote ourselves in prayer.
这是今天教会的情况，跟这个完全不同。
And you can see that today's churches are quite different from the early church.
当我们要做一件事情的时候
，So when we want to do something,
我们有一点点祷告。
We have a little prayer.
因为我们觉得祷告是重要。
And we feel the prayer is not that important anymore.
但是事实上，我们还是觉得祷告好像是有点浪费时间。
And we even feel that the long prayers meetings could be time-consuming.
讲一个很可叹的一个笑话给你们听。
And let me illustrate with a kind of a silly illustration.
有一个教会里头啊，这个开执事会。
Their own church had a deacon board meeting.
那么有个执事一看，牧师还没有到。
And they were all there, and then the minister had not come yet.
那么就说打电话去提醒牧师吧，我们这个应该大家在一起的。
So what they did naturally was went to call the pastor to remind him that they're all there.
这执事打电话到牧师家去。
And the deacon called the pastor.
这个牧师不在家。
And the pastor was at home.
牧师的太太接电话。
And the pastor's wife answered.
他说他跟这个执事讲，你找谁呀？
And she said, what do you want?
我就是这个想告诉你啊，这个牧师应该来参加我们一起祷告。
And the deacon reminded the wife that the pastor should be at the deacon board meeting.
这个牧师娘说是，祷告祷告，这么忙还用时间祷告？
Prayer, prayer. We don't have time to
pray. 这牧师忙的，已经做事都来不及了，还有时间祷告
？And then she was saying that the pastor is so busy, he doesn't have time to pray anymore.
那么你就知道这个师母是什么样子的一个师母。
Well, you can imagine what kind of a pastor's wife she was.
那么你就也知道这个牧师是什么样的牧师。
You can find out from that what kind of pastor he was.
我相信更我们更不难去推测这个教会是个什么样子的教会。
And let alone find out what kind of church, this was.
我们现在再来看，《使徒行传》第四章二十三节到三十一节。
Let's see again, chapter four, Acts chapter four.
二十三节到三十一节。
23 to 31. Acts 4:23-31.
嗯，我要读得很快。二人就是讲到彼得、约翰这两个人，既被释放，就到会友那里去，把祭司长和长老所说的话都告诉他们。他们听见了，就同心合意的高声向上帝说：“主啊，你是造天地海和其中万物的，你曾借着圣灵托你仆人我们祖宗大卫的口说，外邦为什么争闹，万民为什么谋算虚妄的事？”世上的君王一起起来，臣宰也聚集要抵挡主，并主的受膏者。我们都知道这个是诗篇第二篇，是不是？希律和本丢比拉多，外邦人和以色列民，果然在这城里聚集，要攻打你所膏的圣徒耶稣，成就你手和你一直所预定别有的事。他们恐吓我们，现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论上帝的道。弟兄姊妹们，当时的教会有了需要，有了感动，就祷告。
So from this passage, that whenever every church has a problem or need, they went to prayer.
大家聚在一起祷告。
And they met in prayer.
当他们祷告的时候，地震动。
So whenever they, after they prayed, the whole earth was shaken.
我相信不仅仅是他们祷告的时候，他们的声音大。
Not only their voices were big and loud.
我相信神听了他们的祷告，让这个地有一个反应。
And also God heard the prayer and then allowed the earth to be shaken.
所以弟兄姊妹们，祷告是有力量。
And brothers and sisters, the prayer is a powerful thing.
祷告能够成就神迹奇事。
And the prayer can bring signs and wonders.
我们再看十二章十二节。
Let us see again, chapter 12, Acts chapter 12, verse 12.
这个是讲到彼得的事情。
And this is about Peter.
彼得从监牢里头被天使把他放出来。
And this is about Peter was being released from prison by the angels.
十二节说，想了一想，就往那称呼马口的约翰他母亲玛利亚家里去，在那里有好些人聚集祷告。
And they were in prayer when Peter visited them.
当彼得被这个政府抓在监里的时候，
So when Peter was arrested by Roman centurion and soldiers,
他们没有去设计怎么样子去把彼得从监牢里的救出来。
They did not try to rescue him from the prison.
他们到神的面前来祷告。
But rather they came before the Lord in prayer.
他们一祷告，就有神迹奇事。
And then as soon as they began to pray, miracles began to happen.
所以弟兄姊妹们，初期的教会是一个祷告的教会。
So the early church was a church of prayer.
也是一个有能力的教会。
And also the with power.
一个不祷告只做工作的一个教会。
While the end, if only a church would only function or do certain activities,
一定没有圣灵的大能。
I can guarantee that you will come without the power of the Holy Spirit.
也不会蒙神的悦纳。
And you will not receive God's blessing.
假如我们在做工跟祷告上要有一个选择。
Let's say we have a choice between church work and prayer.
我们只有一个钟点的时间，再不然就用来祷告，再不然就用去做事。
And whether we devote ourselves to prayer or devote ourselves to work.
圣经告诉我们，我们宁可把这一个钟点拿来祷告。
And the Bible recommends us that we devote our to prayer.
弟兄姊妹们， 我侍奉主这么多年来，我观察了一件事情。
So brothers, after all this work of the church, I've discovered one thing.
一个最对我们的灵命有帮助的一件事情，就是祷告，看圣灵做工。
And that is through prayer and see what the Holy Spirit will do.
我们都喜欢自己去做事。
Now, a lot of times we like to do things ourselves.
因为我们想自己做事，所以我们就很忙。
A lot of times we want to keep ourselves busy and do our own thing.
我们以为在侍奉神。
We are thinking that we're serving the Lord.
其实我们在捣乱。
Actually, we are disturbing something.
许多时候我们不做还好些。
And sometimes it's better not to do those things.
我们一做，把事情就做坏了。
And then we disrupt things as we begin to do our own functions.
因为我们一做事，人家就只看到我们。
Because what we do is that when we do things, people see us.
人们就不会看到神的工作。
And that they do not see God's at work.
可是，假如我们信靠神
，But if we rely on the Lord,
我们多多到神的面前来祷告。
And we more and more pray before the Lord.
然后，我们就安静地观察神在做工。
Then we silently wait and see how the Lord will function, how He will do things.
然后我们就感叹神做事的确比我高明。
And then we can realize how God's work is much more higher and wonderful than our work.
正好像以赛亚书讲的，神的意念高过我们的意念。
Just like Elijah, God's ways are higher than our own ways.
神的道路高过我们的道路。
And God's ways is higher than our ways.
但是你假如不祷告，不观看，你怎么能够得到这个结论？
So unless you pray, unless you watch, how can you see those results?
我们今天的教会跟使徒时候的教会一个最大的不同的地方。
And the great difference between the early church and the early church is
使徒的教会是先祷告后有行动。
That is the early church pray first and then wait and work.
我们的教会是先有行动，然后不得已了再祷告。
And our church is just reverse.
因此上，我们的教会是软弱没有能力的教会。
And that's why our churches are powerless and without His blessing.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们晓得祷告的重要。
Let us see the importance of prayer.
让我们宁愿祷告，不要去多做事。
We rather pray instead of doing those work.
我们现在在每一个星期四的晚上7:30有教会的祷告会。
Now our church have a prayer meeting every Thursday evening at 7:30.
我们在那个房子里面一同祷告。
We have meeting at the C building in the house.Across the parking lot.
到目前为止只有几个人来祷告。
And up to now only a handful of people come.
我盼望我们有更多弟兄姊妹们来祷告。
And I pray and hope that many of brothers and sisters can come to church and pray on Thursday evenings.
我盼望我们祷告会的人数至少要有我们在教会里的做事的人的人数一样多。
And I pray, I hope that the number of coming to a prayer will equal those workers that have signed up.
我觉得一个教会里的悲剧就是做事的人太多，祷告的人太少。
You know, one tragedy in the church is that a lot of people want to work, a few people want to pray.
在教会里，一讲到做事，摩拳擦掌，每一个人都有他的一套。
And when we want people to volunteer to the work, a lot of people would come.
我知道怎么做。
And people say, I know how to do.
一提到祷告。
But when you want people to pray.
我是有这个事，我有那个事。
Then people begin excusing themselves.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们把祷告看得比做事更重要。
So let us see, prayer is far more important than work.
这个是当时使徒时候的教会给我们的榜样。
And this is the active example of the early church.
我们现在再看第五个当时教会的活动。
And let's see the fifth item of early church.
就是说他们在生活上互相的帮助。
And that they help each other in their daily lives.
那在上面讲到彼此交集，在这里更明显的讲到一些交集上面的事实。
And they are coming together to pray, but now they are coming to the real practical nature of the church.
你看，在四十四节到四十六节那里讲的，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切的在店里，且在家中擘饼，存着欢喜。诚实的心用饭。
So verses 44 and 46, it shows the life in the fellowship of early church, the actual practice.
他们那个时候，有人把自己的全部的家产都卖了，放在一起。共产主义是没有爱在里面的。
And because in communism, there's no love at all.
共产主义是个手段。
And communism is just one way of handling.
他是想用人为的方法达到一个收支或者这个供应跟这个支取方面的平等。
What they want to reach eventually is using power and pressure to reach a classless society in order to reach their goals.
在这个地方，完全是爱心的感动。
But here, the only thing is the call of love.
因为当时的教会的确有许许多多的需要。
Because there are a lot of needs in the early church.
当时没有这么大的漂亮的教堂。
And they have no church buildings.
大家许多在家里的聚会。
A lot of times they met at homes.
也不是所有的家里都能够说是供应这么多人的需要。
Because not all houses can accommodate a lot of people, nor does the needs of the church.
也有许许多多的信徒是从城外来的。
A lot of people came from outside the city.
那时候的聚会是被当时的这个政府所敌视的。
And also they were being persecuted by the Roman government.
所以一定要有人把钱拿出来，来供应那些从外城来的或者没有钱的弟兄姊妹们。
And also they have to accommodate those from outside the city to meet their needs.
所以这里的一个证据这里的一个这个见证就是父爱父助。
And the testimony is that they love one another, giving themselves to each other.
弟兄姊妹们，教会应该要顾及到信徒生活方面的需要。
So in other words, the church ought to provide the needs of the saints.
不但是心灵上面的需要。
Not only psychological, emotional needs.
也应该关心到他们物质方面的。
And also their material needs as well.
我们没有时间，请你们回去读雅各书第二章十五节到十七节。
James chapter 2, verse 15 and 17 has a lot to say about this.
在那个地方就告诉我们，我们不要仅仅乎嘴上讲，哎呀，我替你祷告了，你平平安安的去吧。我们要真正的来帮助人。
Tell us there that we are not up to just pray for one another in a word, but also actually helping one another.
弟兄姊妹们，有一件很有趣的一件事情，就是教会里面的聚餐是一个交通亲近的一个很好的途径。
Brothers, just a meal or breaking bread together is a really good time of fellowship in church.
有些人太疏灵，觉得这种聚餐这是很不疏灵的事情。
A lot of people think having a meal together is not spiritual.
甚至有些人讲一下笑话，哎呀，我们中国人就是搞到一起就吃东西。
A lot of times they judge about Chinese that all you guys just eat.
弟兄姊妹们，这个不是中国人的事情。我们看到在初期的教会，大家在家中擘饼，存着欢喜诚实的心，一同来用饭。
And this is really the early example of the church that they met day by day.
我信了主之后，我就更喜欢聚餐。
And after I became Christian, I enjoy the meals all the more.
因为一聚餐，我就可以跟弟兄姊妹们同乐。
Because once you have a meal together, you can have fellowship and enjoy one another.
我看到弟兄姊妹们吃得舒服，我心里的也很高兴。
And then we see each other having meals, and we are all happy together.
弟兄姊妹们，聚餐。是教会里面的活动。
and breaking the bread and meal together is part of an important activity of the church.
让我们不要以为这个是不属灵的事情。
And let us think that is unspiritual.
只要我们的用心是出乎爱心，是出乎真正的分享。
As long as we want to, the goal is to have fellowship and love one another and sharing what we have.
我常常有的时候在聚餐的时候，你也可以看得出弟兄姊妹们属灵的程度。
And also, you know, interestingly, while you're having meals, you can see the spirituality of the brothers and sisters.
有些人他喜欢聚餐，因为什么？他自己从来不带来的，他专吃人家的。
A lot of times, people live off on other people.
在其他的事情上，他的腿都比较软，走得慢。
And in other areas, this person is very slow mover.
一到了聚餐，他总是站在前面。
And then when it comes to meal, he's first on the line.
每一次他都是肚子饿的。
And every time he comes, he's always hungry.
但是我们看到另外的人，他把好东西都让给人家吃，自己都是吃那些剩下来的东西。
On the other hand, we see other people who let people get on the line, eat the best, they would eat the last.
弟兄姊妹们，在这些小事上，我们也可以看到榜样。
But you can see from this meal, we can see the example of Christian spirituality in meals.
我们也可以看到属灵的锻炼。
And we can see the practice of spirituality.
所以，我们所有生活的每一个层面，都是我们属灵的操练。
And every aspect of life is a practice of our Holy Spiritual life.
并不是只有查经祷告的时候才是做属灵的事。
Not just devote ourselves to prayer and Bible study to exercise spiritual life.
第六点就是赞美上帝。
And the sixth activity is praising God.
弟兄姊妹们，聚会主要的目的就是要赞美神，让神的荣耀。
So meeting together like this, the purpose goal is to worship and honor God.
诗篇二十二篇第三节这样子讲。
And Psalm 22:3 says this.
他说：“耶和华是以喜欢以他百姓的赞美为宝座。”
Somebody read that for me. Psalm 22:3. Stephen.
Yeah, thou art holy, O thou who art upon the praises of Israel.
Thank you.
中文把它翻译成以百姓的赞美为宝座。
And Chinese is using the people as basis for worship.
原来的意思是讲到神喜欢以他儿女的赞美为居所。
And the original is that God would like to see his own children and to see that basis of worship.
The Lord inhabits.The praises of Israel. 神喜欢以他儿女以色列的赞美为居所。
And you would like to live amongst the Israelites, his own people.
教会是神接受赞美的地方。
So the church is where the Lord receives glory and honor.
我们在教会里面应该要赞美神。
And it is in the church that we ought to worship the Lord.
可是弟兄姊妹们，在教会里面，除了唱诗之外，我们很少听到赞美神的话。
A lot of times we seldom hear something praising the Lord in the church.
而且就是我们在唱诗的时候，我们也喜欢唱一些其他的诗。
And even in our hymn singing, we like to sing other songs.
我们能从神那里得到什么好处
？And we like to receive something from the Lord.
神就是爱。
God's love.
神是我们的父
and God is our Father.
神供应我们的一切
and God meets our needs.
神赐我们的喜乐平安
and God gives us peace and prosperity.
这些都是对的
and they are good.
这是都是我们应该颂赞的
and those are things we have to praise for.
但是我们更应该专门以神为中心的颂赞
but we have to devote ourselves also to devote ourselves to praise God.Alone.
不一定对我有好处的，我们才颂赞。
We do not just praise God because it is good to our individually.
神在另外的
弟兄姊妹的身上，另外的教会上面，在天地之间所行的一切，都应该是我们赞美的一个重心。
So if God is doing something good in other areas, brothers, we ought to pay and praise God for that as well.
因为我们很少赞美神。
Because we seldom praise God like that.
因此上，我们缺乏信心。
And that's why we lost our faith. We are a little faith.
我们没有喜乐。
And we do not have joy.
弟兄姊妹们，一个赞美神的人是有信心的人。
And the person who praises God is upon one with a great faith.
也是有真正喜乐的人。
And the person is full of joy and happiness.
啊，我们现在有些人一天到晚那个脸上啊笑嘻嘻 ，Praise the Lord， 赞美主。
And we see the Christians are full of joy. They all say, going out, say, Praise the Lord.
那是他真正喜乐的时候。
And that's when they are really happy.
那是他真正有信心的时候。
That's when they are full of faith.
当他停止赞美神的时候，就是他缺乏信心的时候。
But when they have little faith, the lost, the weak of faith, they do not praise.
也是没有办法喜乐的时候。
And also they cannot rejoice.
最后，他们的行动得到众民的喜爱。
And also because of their gladness, they
这是在第四十七节。
Praising God and having favor with all people.
他们得到众民的喜爱，是讲到信徒在生活的言行上有美好的见证。
That's basically due to their witnesses, due to their happiness together.
为什么他们周围的百姓喜欢他们？
Why are all those people surrounding them like them?
因为这帮人可爱。
Because they are precious people.
因为这帮人身上所表现出来的是社会上其他阶层的人所没有的。
Because these Christians were exemplary and showing the lifestyle that are not to be found around them.
这帮人都是欢喜快乐的人。
And these Christians are happy people.
好像他们从来没有任何的困难。
It seems that they have no difficulties.
这帮人都是关心其他人的人。
And these Christians took care of other people.
他们不是愁眉苦脸的，总是想到自己的事情。
And they were not the grouchy people, or just learning about taking care of their own business.
他们那种彼此相爱的那种生活，让外面的人看到这帮人的确有与众不同的地方。
And because of the practice of the fellowship in the Holy Spirit and their Christian life, they show the people that they are different from them.
因此上，众人喜爱他们。
And that's why you see people having favor with them.
因此上，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
And that's why the Lord added to their number, increased number day by day.
弟兄姊妹们，这个是多么值得我们羡慕的一件事情。
So how wonderful it is this kind of thing for us to model after.
主不是把人加给他们。
And the Lord just did not give people to them.
主把得救的人数天天加给他们。
The Lord gave those who are being saved to them.
加人是一件事情，加得救的人又是另外一件事情。
People coming is one thing, but those who are saved and come is another thing.
我们今天教会增加人，但是没有增加得救的人。
A lot of people in their churches today, a lot of people come, but not many people are saved.
我们之所以没有能够得到这个增加得救的人，因为我们没有好的见证。
A lot of times are not, we do not receive increased saving because we do not have those examples.
弟兄姊妹们，增加得救的人，这个才是真正的教会的增长。
And those who are saved and number increased are the real church growth.
这也是我们的教会应该追求的一个目标。
And this is something our church should go for as our goal.
不是说是单单人数增多。
Not just an increase of numbers.
当然人数增多没有坏处。
And number increase is not a bad idea.
但是我们更应该要求神加给我们得救的人数。
But rather we ought to pray that God will increase those who are saved.
但是在神加给我们得救的人数之前，我们 应该要有美好的生活的见证。
But before the Lord does that, we ought to have a beautiful Christian example.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看出来，初期的教会是一个容神一人的教会。
And the early church, you can see that the church was liked by people and God.
是一个以神为中心的教会。
And they were centering on God.
这是我们的榜样。
And that church is our example.
这是我们的目标。
And that is our goal.
Let
us pray.